Hello and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration. And this is a forum where we inspire, we encourage using the word of God. God did not create you to struggle through life. Actually, it is God's intention for you to have life and have life in abundance. And the only way you can have abundant living is when we walk with God. When you allow the manufacturer of your life to guide you through the paths of life. It is the psalmist who said, he shows me the paths of life and fills me with joy in his presence. My brother, my sister, do you know how you can have fulfillment in life? Do you know how you can find the joy and contentment in living? Is if you have the Lord as your shepherd. And that is why we come here to encourage and inspire one another, and especially this year, because we are trusting God that this year is our year of overflow. God will cause us to overflow in the things that we do as regards our families, our businesses, our work, our relationships, our finances. It is God's desire for us to overflow. And how do we know that? Actually, that is what we are looking at this week. What is the foundation of overflow? How sure are we that it is God's desire for us to overflow? You know, many times we don't have a problem believing that God can do it. We believe in God's ability. God can heal me. But the challenge comes in application. Will he do it? Is he willing to do it? Actually, there is that man who told Jesus, if you're willing, you can heal me. And then Jesus said, I am willing. I am willing. My brother, my sister, I want you to know that God cannot only cause you to overflow, but he is willing to make you overflow. And actually, that is Jesus' mission. You know, Jesus came into this world with a mission. And you know, Jesus describes his mission in the scriptures. We read like this in the book of John chapter 10 and verse 10, a scripture that I know you know very well. It talks about a thief who comes to steal, to kill and destroy. This is what it says. The thief comes only to steal, to kill and to destroy. That is the enemy. And that is an unfortunate most of our lives is characterized by those things. Stolen joy, killed joy, destroyed joy. Stolen peace, killed joy. You know, killed peace and destroyed peace. And you're wondering, is this all there is in life? But then Jesus also talked about his mission. And that is what he said. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That they may have life, not just pass through life, not just go through the emotions of life, but have life and have it in abundance. Other translations say in abundance. It is God's desire that you may have life and life in abundance. Do you know what it means? That means that it is not God's desire for you to survive through life. Survival is just, you know, you're hardly making it. It is God's desire and intention for you to thrive. You are not meant to be a survivor. You are meant to be a thriver. I need to make that clear. It is Jesus who said that I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. It is not God's desire we hustle through life here and there, living from hand to mouth. It is God's desire not only to bless us, but to make us unto a blessing. And when we know what is God's desire and will for us, we are able to pursue it. We are able to trust him for it. We are able to trust him that we are going to thrive in the areas of life that you are trusting him to thrive this particular year. And so, my brother, my sister, the intention of this message is to let you know that God's desire is that you overflow. God's desire is that you don't just make it, you know, hardly make it through life. It is not you struggle from month to month in 2024. It is you go through it as one who is a driver, one who is driving, one who is overflowing with the grace, with the joy, with the presence, with the favor, and that God will open doors for you beyond your imagination. And that is why we need to be more specific as we go to God. God, I am trusting you. This is my desire. I don't want to limit you. if you do this, I will be glad, but I still know you can do it more than enough. It is possible for God to give you a relationship, but he wants you to thrive in that particular relationship. That when you come to the end of your life, you'll be able to say, what a relationship that has been. God wants you to see the marks of his abundance in everything you do. Not just a business, but a thriving business. Hallelujah. Not just a family, but a thriving family. Not just a job, but a job you enjoy. God not only gives life, but adds fun into that life. It's actually, the scripture says that he has led the length of our days. It is one thing to have life, but the quality of our living again is determined by our trust and our confidence in this God. So my brother, my sister, God decides not just to give you a life, but a life that is abundant. Are you enjoying the abundant life that God promised? Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the encouragement we draw from your word. Thank you for reminding us that you not only came to give us life, you came to give us life in abundance. And I pray for my brother and my sister, in whatever areas they are trusting you for, in this year that you are ready to make us life, God, grant them the ability to believe that it is your desire that they offer through. It is your desire that they have those experiences and thrive in them. Thank you for reminding us that we are not just meant to survive. We are meant to thrive because God has come that we may have life and life in abundance. Thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' name, we pray and we believe. Amen and amen. God bless you. I'm so grateful that you have joined me for this inspiration. Thank you for your time. And thank you for sharing your moments with me. You are a blessing. You are blessed. And I pray that God will cause you to thrive in whatever area you are trusting him for this year. Thank you for your comments. And also thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. May God bless you. And may God establish you as a driver. You are blessed. And thank you so much. God bless you.